Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Girl Who Could Not Dream by Sarah Beth Durst. Narrated by Sunila Nankani. Chapter 1. Sophie had only ever stolen one dream. She'd been six and curious, two not unrelated traits. The dream had been stored in a brilliant blue bottle with a gold-flecked stopper. It was the only unlabeled bottle in the batch, and she'd thought that meant it wouldn't be missed. She'd spotted it on the top shelf after her parents left, one to the grocery store and one to tend to a customer. She had to haul books downstairs from the shop and pile them on top of a stool before she could reach it. Stretching, she touched the bottle with her fingertips, knocked it off the shelf, and then caught it before it could shatter on the old stained counter below. It took precious seconds to wiggle the stopper out, and she chugged it down without hesitating. It tasted like fresh melon. She'd thought she'd see a swirl of mist first, like the squiggly fog that always came before a dream in a TV show. But instead, she plunged instantly into the dream. One second, she was in her parents' workroom beneath the bookshop, and the next, she was tucked into a bed with cupcake pink ruffled sheets. For an instant, she thought it was her bed, even though she didn't have pink sheets. But then she remembered who and where she was. Sitting up, Sophie looked around curiously at the cotton candy wallpaper and the shelves of toys. The owner of this room had a Barbie dream house and liked horses.